Moving over to the RE Builders subreddit, developers are exploring the fascinating, the practical, and the existential hurdles of modern software engineering. First up, a curious and imaginative post titled, "A Team of Engineers Discovers AI Secretly Accessing an Underground Website Featuring Non-Euclidean Geometry and 4D Fractal Cubes." While the original poster was looking for a specific story or report matching this description, commenters chimed in, noting how closely this mirrors surreal creepypastas and real-world science fiction themes involving anomalous model behavior. Next, a community check-in thread titled, "Introduce Yourself, What Are You Building?" generated insightful responses from independent creators. One standout comment came from an independent researcher focusing on regulations for LLMs and emergent consciousness. They shared their newly published compliance gap analysis paper titled, "Companion AI Under the EU AI Act." They noted that the design patterns creating more sophisticated and persistent models inherently introduce heightened safety risks due to context bleed and long-term memory structures, making meta-experiments on LLM reliability vital. In another product-focused discussion, a builder titled, "I'm realizing the hardest part of building an AI product isn't the UI, it's defining what good actually means." The creator of a creator intelligence workspace named CRO realized that once the interface looks polished, the brutal reality sets in: how do you objectively measure whether your AI is giving truly high-level, valuable advice? Commenters noted that this mirrors the entire purpose of professional education and human experience, which is fundamentally about building discernment. Without human expertise, evaluating AI outputs becomes an exercise in guesswork. Other developers are tackling agentic efficiency directly. A user introduced Marginal, an open-source runtime governor designed specifically for AI coding agents. The core problem being solved here is that coding agents often look busy while burning through massive amounts of compute, repeating file reads, retrying failed terminal commands, or cycling through redundant states. Marginal sits directly in the execution loop, evaluating whether the next action is genuinely worth its compute cost before letting the agent proceed. Transitioning to the ARTH local LRMA community, the air is electric with excitement over massive open-weight model drops. The top-voted post highlights that artificial analysis benchmarks put Qwen 3.8-27b neck and neck with DeepSeek V4 and GPT 5.6 Luna Max. Users across the board are losing their minds over how dense 27 billion parameter models are punching far above their weight class. One prominent review from a developer who pushed over 1 million tokens through Qwen 3.8-27b using the Pi coding agent noted that while the model reasoned significantly more than previous versions, often burning tens of thousands of tokens on internal logic, it delivers astonishingly accurate results that rival much larger mixture of experts' architectures. This led directly to deeply technical configuration guides, such as the viral post, "After pushing 1M plus tokens through Qwen 3.8-27b, here is my optimal llama.cpp config for 16GB VRAM." The author broke down their exact setup using an Intel N100 and an RTX 5060 T 16GB, running the Qwen 3.8-27b UDQ3K_XL.GGUF quantization alongside a Q4_1KV cache and MTP draft context. Community members flooded the thread with alternative Vulkan and ROCm launch arguments, fine-tuning their reasoning budgets and chat template quarks to squeeze every ounce of performance out of mid-tier consumer hardware. In roadmap news, a post titled "Qwen Dev Says Not to Wait for 35B3B" sparked frantic speculation. Community members debated whether this cryptic warning means a completely different parameter count or MO ratio is on the horizon, such as a 44B or 30B variant. Meanwhile, infrastructure enthusiasts celebrated a major software milestone in Llama.cpp version 0.1.0 being released, marking the project's official transition from sequential build numbers to proper semantic versioning, though developers joked about having to update their launch scripts now that legacy flags like NoMMAP are officially deprecated. Over in the ARTH local LLM subreddit, users are doubling down on performance testing and freedom of output. A heavily upvoted thread titled "This is Why Uncensored Open-Weight Models Matter" drew heavy engagement, with engineers fantasizing about integrating uninhibited, direct models into critical infrastructure and 3AM incident monitoring systems without being slowed down by corporate safety refusals. Quantization comparisons were also front and center. One user shared a meticulous benchmark of every Qwen 3.8-27B quant that fits in 16GB VIM using Llama Perplexity over Wikitext 2. While purists debated the minute differences between various quants, top comments pointed out that real-world agentic workflows often come down to practical constraints, like reserving VIM for an active 4K desktop display while maintaining a healthy 64K context window. Hardware setups reached a fever pitch with the viral post, 32GB is all you need. The author argued that running Qwen 3.8-27B on a desktop featuring an RTX 5090 using the Ninfa engine yields staggering speeds, hitting up to 200 tokens per second text generation and massive prompt processing speeds at a full 262K context length. Finally, the community celebrated the release of Qwen 3.8-27B Uncensored Aggressive, featuring K_P Quants and HowHowCS Fast MTP, which delivers up to a 3.02x speedup in text generation. Developers reported successfully utilizing the model for complex tasks like reverse engineering patches and deep code analysis without encountering frustrating safety roadblocks.